bigger and bigger, and then I got a phone call, and the voice at the other end of the line said, "You just won the Best Blog in the World award." I was like, that sounds totally fake. Obviously. Is it the Nigerian prince? You know, but turns out it was real, and I ended up getting flown to New York City, where I walked on a red carpet between, I'm not kidding, between Martha Stewart on my right, Jimmy Fallon on my left, Seth Meyers and Sarah Silverman beside them. Turns out the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences wanted to hand me a Webby Award for Best Blog in the World. And the shock and the surprise of that was overshadowed by when I got home to Toronto and 10 literary agents were waiting in my inbox, eager to turn 1000awesomethings.com into the Book of Awesome. That's the story of where the Book of Awesome came from. I know it is a bit of a downer, and it's a sad story, which is why when the Book of Awesome first came out in print, I didn't write about it. I wanted people to jump right into the awesome things. But with almost 10 years of history behind me now, I thought it would be helpful and maybe healthy to tell you where it came from. Because if you're going through something in your life too, if you're processing a loss, if you are struggling with something, if you're trying to get into a school or just left a job you loved, if you're going through something the way we all go through something, then I hope the Book of Awesome serves you and gives you energy the way it gave energy to me. It's my collection of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of awesome things that I used to cheer myself up and I still use today to put myself in a good mood whenever I'm feeling down. I hope you like the book.
So what's this all about? Polar ice caps are melting. Hurricanes swirl in the seas. Wars are heating up around the world, and the job market is in a deep freeze. Whoa, it's getting pretty ugly out there. That's why one chilly spring night I started a tiny website called 1000 Awesome Things. For a boring guy with a 9-to-5 job, it became a getaway from my everyday. I never imagined that writing about finding money in your old coat pocket, the smell of gasoline, or watching The Price is Right when you're at home sick would amount to anything. Honestly, when I started the site, I got excited when my mom forwarded it to my dad and the traffic doubled. Then I got excited when friends sent it to friends and strangers started sending me suggestions. When cashiers open up new checkout lanes at the grocery store. The smell of rain on a hot sidewalk. Waking up and realizing it's Saturday. It seems like maybe these tiny little moments make an awesome difference in many of our rushed, jam-packed lives. Maybe we all love snow days. Peeling an orange in one shot and popping bubble wrap. Maybe we're basically all the same. Over the past year, the website grew into a warm place where people around the world came to curl up under a blanket and think about the small joys we often overlook. With so much sad news and bad news pouring down upon us, it's fun to stop for a minute and share a universal high five with the rest of humanity. What started on a whim has changed me for the better, too. Now, when I get the thank you wave while merging, hear the crack of ice cubes in my drink, or move clothes from the washer to the dryer without dropping anything, I just smile and enjoy the moment. So, that's the story so far. That's how we got from there to here. And now, it's time to come on in. The fire's crackling, and there's a seat on the couch here. Cuddle up, and let's all get into it. Let's all get on to it. And let's all get a little bit awesome.
The other side of the pillow. Have you ever found yourself lying in bed wide awake in the middle of the night? You know how it is. Clocks clicking past 1:30 a.m. and you lie there with your eyes bugged open, chewing your upper lip, tapping the sheets with your fingers, completely frustrated. Your pupils have long adjusted to the dark, so your eyes are darting around the room over and over, trying to identify dark shapes, or watching the moonlight shadow dance around the walls. Maybe your thoughts won't settle down. You just can't get comfortable. You ate spicy.